It's 2 minutes past six. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, Minister of Transport will today meet leadership of driver unions over their refusal to comply with 5% reduction in fares. Board Chairman of Metro Mass Transit asked to step aside for investigations into allegations by workers. GJA condemns killing of 12 editorial staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper. Gambian opposition determined to unseat President Yahya Jammeh for authoritarian rule. And 4-month-old baby survives fire in Soumenya at the Jomoro district. But first, the summary with Jonathan Thompson.
There will be a meeting today between the Minister of Transport, Jifatifo, and the leadership of driver unions over the 5% reduction in transport fares. The two parties will discuss issues including the refusal of commercial drivers to comply with a reduction directive. Madam Atibo disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana. The General Secretary of the General Transport and Chemical and Petroleum Workers Union, Idrisu Fuseni, has called on government to ask the board chair of the Metro Mass Transit to step aside following yesterday's strike by MMT workers. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Fuseni said this will allow proper investigations to be conducted into the matter. The Ghana Journalists Association, GJA, has condemned the killing of the 12 editorial staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper. In a statement signed by the president, Dr. Avomoni, the GJA said it was indeed a tragedy of shattering magnitude, especially for the families of the victims of that barbaric cruelty. And an opposition leader in Gambia, Mai Ahmed Fati, says being in opposition in the country is the worst ever experience. He has therefore vowed to use every democratic means to oust the incumbent president, Yahya Jammeh, due to his dictatorial rule.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. The Minister of Transport, Jifatifo, will today meet the leadership of driver unions over the refusal of commercial drivers to comply with the 5% reduction in fares. She said the 5% reduction was negotiated with the driver unions and therefore sees no reason why their members will not comply. Mrs. Atifo spoke to Radio Ghana.
I've decided to meet with the PPRCU early tomorrow to address these concerns because when government shows good faith and the NPA reduces the fuel, which is a component of their operations, it means that they are paying less at the pump. So there's a need for them also to show kindness to the good people of Ghana who use their services by reducing the fare. This was negotiated. We negotiated with them and we came to a conclusion the percentage that they should reduce. So I don't see why they should not comply. I'm sure they will do that.
That was the Minister of Transport, Jifa Atifo.
Meanwhile, the General Transport and Petroleum Workers Union has appealed to government to ask the board chair of Metro Mass Transit to step aside while investigations are conducted. This will allow proper investigations to be conducted. His General Secretary Idrisu Fuseni, who stated this on Radio Ghana, said the National Union also apologizes to Ghanaians who directly suffered as a result of the strike that workers of the Metro Mass Transit embarked on yesterday. Mr. Fuseni said the National Union was not given prior notice of the strike, though it already knew of the grievances. He spoke to George Asikri.
I think that before they took the action, we were not informed about that. We met and then they decided to do the action at the blind side of the National Union.
Does it mean that they did not earlier inform you of the problems they were going through?
See, that's what the problems were aware about. It. But the meeting that was convened to do that action is what I'm talking about.
And so what is their beef and how have you managed them for the past days or years?
I'll tell you honestly that that is why we cannot blame the workers for whatever they did. Honestly speaking, those issues that they went on the strike were issues that were made known to management. And I can say confidently that we even reported it to the minister. And I think that they never took action and until the workers went on a rampage.
Do you not think that this rampage could have been avoided? Couldn't there have been some mechanisms to deal with the issues than the strike?
Yes, as a national union, in fact, we took the step. I can say confidently that apart from official letters that we wrote to both management and the ministry, we also engaged in the company that is the management assigning negotiating committee meeting. I can remember we did those meetings on two occasions, and we even had to warn them that if they are not prompt in resolving the workers' grievances, it could result to something else. But I think that the DMD, who was then acting, actually they didn't really take action on what we said.
Thousands of passengers were stranded nationwide. In fact, there are some communities in our country that the people have to rely on the metro bus. They were stranded. Will you blame the mother union for this?
I want to use this opportunity actually to apologize to those who directly suffered that, and then also to all Ghanaians. If we had known this before the action took place, we would have prevented that. But I think that we didn't know. That is why they went ahead to do that. I also say that they could not blame the workers for what they did. If they had acted promptly, I think that wouldn't have resulted to that. But having said that, I'm not holding brief for them. I think that next time, officials have to be prompt in taking certain decisions.
Mr. Fusedi, the strike has been called off through the intervention of the sector minister. What does that mean?
To be frank with you, we are happy about that. He has been able to intervene and the workers went back to work. Our issue is that once the board chairman still remains the chairman of the board, we are in doubt if we could be able to resolve the issue at that level. We want to appeal to the government. If they want fairness in whatever investigation they will carry out, they will have to ask the board chairman at least for a while to step aside while these investigations are carried out.
You just heard the General Secretary of the General Transport and Petroleum Workers Union, Idrisu Fuseni. Well, the Minister of Transport, Jifa Tivo, lauded workers of the MTT for seeing eye to eye with the authorities to call off the strike. She said it is important to have workers go about their normal duties while the issue is resolved. Mrs. Atibo explained that the issues that are above her have been communicated to the appropriate quarters for action. She spoke to Georgia Sikri on the Behind the News.
As a service provider to the whole nation, we felt it wasn't appropriate for them to subject the good citizens to that torture. So we have to quickly move in to try and convince them to continue doing their work while they address their constraints. They were asking for a timeline, and I explained to them some of the decisions. I am not the authority on those ones, and I'll need further consultation. So they agreed to stay on till the end of the month while they hear from the ministry. I'm happy they have accepted the issues that I raised and have decided to go back to work. Most of the time when these things happen, you see that the public property is destroyed, but they were calm and they didn't destroy any of the government properties within the premises. So,
Madam Jifa Atiho is the Minister of Transport.
On the issue, striking workers of the Metro Mass Transport Company have returned to post following a meeting with the Minister of Transport, Jifa Atiho. The workers yesterday declared a sit-down strike of allegations against management and some board members. Madam Atiho assured the aggrieved workers that they will have their grievances resolved within 16 working days. Aurelia Akande has the details.
At the Metro Mass Transit Company in Accra, the yard was filled to capacity with vehicles, while workers who had red bands tied on their heads and hands stood in groups chatting. Workers complained that, among other things, the technical staff of the company do not receive risk and overtime allowances as compared to their administrative counterparts. They receive low salaries and lack spare parts to keep their vehicles on the road. Some workers express their frustration.
The spare parts available are of low quality. The warehouses are not in good shape. So what we do is to pick a part from the part vehicle and install on the one that is about to hit the road. We need a technical head to manage the place for us. I believe the mission buses were awesome.
Me my dream, I'm not born washing. as you be to office or release allowance. The BMW class of office cannabano. We need release allowance.
To assume work in the offices receive risk allowance. The absence of spare parts means a cut down on
the gate back of class. Cash me for her, cost me for her, and she gets cry back of it.
You want a brand for the phone with a move to do, but a move to
you. We are ready. Every house, the landlords are increasing the fare. Do something about it for us. But you need a change.
In response to their grievances, this is what the Minister for Transport, Jifa Atibo, had to say.
Certain decisions are beyond me. So I've asked for time to go back and work on them and come back to you. I have therefore directed that they should call a board meeting on Wednesday and discuss the issues in the report and report back to the ministry latest by Friday. So that whatever action we have to take, use the report to communicate to the appropriate authorities for your issues to be addressed. I'm very much concerned about the procurement process which have grounded most of your buses because there are no ties that you use. But I want to appeal to you once again, let's go back to work whilst we address these concerns.
On the issue of salaries, the managing director of Metro Mass Transit, Nobola Pia, said plans are in place to bridge the salary variation gap between the administrative and technical staff. After the transport minister's appeal, workers agreed to go back to work.
Aurelia Kande's report.
The Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Malvi Mohammed bin Sali, has explained the rationale behind his call for political groups in the country's tertiary institutions to be disbanded. In an exclusive interview with Ibrahim Kwati, Malvi bin Sali attributed the intolerance and mischief in the country's body politic partly to the activities of these groups, whom he claims seem to have taken over the role of the National Union of Ghana Students.
The call for political groupings in our various universities and colleges to be disbanded is informed by the fact that there is some increasing negative tendencies on the part of the youth when it comes to matters of politics. And the student front, as we knew it to be some time past, to be the front which students used to attend to affairs that had to do with student affairs and in preparing themselves for leadership roles in the future, has rather been eclipsed. The real National Union of Ghana Students has completely been eclipsed now, and in its place we have the various political parties forming their own wing organizations, which for all intent purposes is political. We're going back to the days of the Soviet Union, where political brainwashing was a tool used by politicians for various purposes. The various political groups that we have in the campuses, they see themselves as a rival grouping of one another. That is the beginning of conflict right at the campus, number one. Number two, they are indoctrinated politically, not on matters of civic education. If it's a matter of making the student patriotic, to know what he is and what duties are expected of him as a national, as he grows up. The political brainwashing is to the extent that when they get out of the universities and the colleges, they refuse or they are not in a position to compromise whatsoever with any other view coming from anywhere, regardless of whether the view that the other person is expressing is firmly grounded or not. You come out from the university only to find that your commitment is only to a particular form of political ideology, which is not in the best interest of this country.
Monitoring the airwaves, many people believe that your call is a step in the right direction, but others also think that it will amount to infringing on the rights of these groups because we have freedom of association enshrined in the constitution. Wouldn't that be an infringement on freedom of association?
It's for us Ghanaians to decide which way to go, because we're talking of a holistic matter. Freedom to assemble is there. Freedom to believe in whatever you want to believe is there. And you are free to move about too. But like as it is normally said, that the freedom to stretch your arm ends where my nose starts. So if we must give you the freedom to associate, then without taking into consideration whether it augurs well for the freedom and safety and peace of this country or not, will you therefore be saying to mercenaries who would want to group or anti-social elements who will want to form their own groupings, and they tell you that they have freedom of association. Are we going to allow them, because they have that freedom to associate, to group, form guerrilla groupings, and come out with machine guns to attack us?
That was the Amir, a missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawdi Mohammed bin Sali.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. Minister of Transport will today meet leadership of driver unions over their refusal to comply with 5% reduction in fares. Board chairman of Metro Mass Transit asked to step aside for investigations into allegations by workers. GJA condemns killing of 12 editorial staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper. Gambian opposition determined to unseat President Yahya Jammeh for authoritarian rule. And 4-month-old baby survives fire at Semenya in the Jomoro district. We are back after the break.
Back. A senior meteorologist at the Kuzuka International Airport, Joseph Tetepotofi, says the intensity of the Harmattan is not likely to reduce in the coming days. He noted that there is a possibility of slight rains over higher grounds. He spoke to Mercy Soa.
We are still in the Harmattan season and it's still very deteriorating. For example, at Tamale, visibility has even dropped to 500 meters, whilst Kumasi is also reporting 600 meters and then Accra is also reporting 800 to 1,000 meters.
So it looks like in Accra, visibility is much better than up north and the middle belt.
Yes.
And can you tell us what the situation will be in the next 24 hours?
Well, in the next 24 hours, we'll still be in it, and we are not expecting any change for now. However, over the weekend, we'll still continue to monitor it, and if there is any relaxation, we'll keep the public informed.
You did mention the possibility of rain, the western or the eastern region. Does that still hold?
Yes, there's a possibility of a slight rain over high grounds, yes, especially over the western coast.
Senior meteorologist at the Kutuka International Airport, Joseph Tetepotofi, talking to Mercy Soa.
The Global Alliance of Vaccine and Immunization, Gavi, has provided a $14,000 grant to the Concern Health Education Project, a non-governmental organization operating in the Lada Dekotopon municipality. This is to complement government's effort in eradicating diseases that are recorded due to lack of immunization. Speaking at the launch of Gavi in Accra, Chief Executive of the Concern Health Project, Isaac Ampoma, said the project will help save the lives of children and sensitize mothers to the relevance of immunizing their children. Priscilla Pia and Rhoda Wilson have filed this report.
Lada Dekotopon municipality has been cited as having the lowest coverage when it comes to immunization. This has necessitated the involvement of the Concern Health Education Project to create the awareness in the district on the relevance of immunization. The CEO of Concern Health Education Project, Isaac Ampoma, said the project will focus on 10 electoral areas of the municipality and also recruit about 100 volunteers to support all immunization projects, as well as track parents who have stopped immunizing their children.
To see how best we can coordinate and go into the communities to bring the focal cases on immunization. Indeed, Ghana has increased in some immunization data cases, the complete eradication of diseases such as polio and what have you. But then we cannot relent. It's for NGOs to also engage the health system to ensure the uptake of immunization services so as to increase demand for immunization. Right after today, we are hitting the ground. Also speak to mothers and find out what are their reasons for not coming. We need immunization, of course. Without this diseases will kill us.
The presiding member for Lada Dekotopon, Augustine Amuanai, called on inhabitants to cooperate with Concern Health since immunization is a corporate responsibility.
You cannot have a healthy body if you have not gone through the immunization habit. We've all known about the killer diseases that affect our children. Immunization should be a corporate responsible effort from each and every one of us. Once the children's lives are affected, then what it means is that we are equally going to be affected, because it is going to put a lot of stress on our economy. The money that has to be used for expansion, for development, will go into buying rags here and there to take care of us, really take our country back.
Deputy Director of Nursing Service at La General Hospital, August Ado, was optimistic that the introduction of the project will assist the hospital to attain 90% improvement in immunization this year.
Priscilla P. and Rhoda Wilson's report.
The Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority says it has put in place measures and logistics to cater for vehicle owners seeking to acquire their 2015 number plate. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Chief Executive Officer of the DVLA, Rudolf Beckley, said hundreds of people are eager to get the new plates, adding that his outfit is well equipped to deal with the current demand. Peace Kluche and Godring Aloriwe have filed this report.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Driver Vehicle Licensing Authority, Mr. Rudolf Buckley, says 9,000 vehicles have been registered so far at the beginning of this year. He said his staff are well prepared to handle and manage the demands of vehicle owners so that past experiences will not be repeated.
On average, in the month of January, we are able to register close to about 25,000 to 30,000 vehicles in the month of January in all my outfits. And because we are very much aware of this pressure, every year what we do is that we get our ready by way of logistics, by way of capacity, by way of whatever it will take for us to manage this demand. So for this year, 2015 is no exception. And we knew the demands already, so that we prepared in advance of time. We made sure that our environment, we're going to keep the power supply throughout the month of demand. We also ensure that the staff is very well prepared in terms of training to manage the demand. It has become exceptionally difficult for a Guru guy to introduce any fake certificate into any of our insurance that.
You just had the chief executive of the DVLA, Rudolf Beckley.
A journalist formerly with TV Africa, Oscar Kaba, has been arrested in Aplau over an alleged death threat on the life of the paramount chief, Tugbe Amenyafiti. Oscar is believed to be aligned to one of the rival factions in the Aplau chieftaincy dispute. Tugbe Afla Awonodechu, who is challenging Tugbe Fiti for the paramount stool. Oscar is accused of printing greeting cards for Tugbe Awonodechu, which was issued to many individuals and corporate organizations, including Tugbe Fiti.
Talking about journalists, the Ghana Journalists Association has joined condemnations across the globe against the killing of the 12 editorial staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper. In a statement signed by the president, Dr. Arthur Money, the GJA said it was indeed a tragedy of shattering magnitude, especially for the families of the victims of that barbaric cruelty. According to the statement, GJA's stand is predicated, said GJA's stand is predicated on the principle that an attack against any journalist anywhere is an attack against all journalists in the country. In the world, it said, despite the geographical distance between Ghana and France, journalists are united in the proximity of outrage and revulsion over those brutal killings.
The leader of the opposition Gambia Moral Congress Party, Mai Ahmed Fati, says the opposition in Gambia will use every democratic means to unseat President Yahya Jammeh, despite his dictatorial rule. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Fati described being in opposition in the Gambia as the worst ever experience.
It is like being a soldier in a territory that is infested with mines. You are not sure what your next step is going to be, whether you'll be alive or dead, whether you are going to lose a limb, or whether you are going to squeeze your body into halves. That is the analogy of being an opposition leader, particularly an opposition politician in the Gambia. It is a minefield. It is a political minefield. It is one of the most difficult circumstances. In fact, it is suicidal in some sense. Because every day anything can happen to you.
How did you receive the news of the attempted coup in the Gambia recently?
As a political party, we believe irrevocably, and our conviction is very strong on this, that political change should be through democratic processes. We have issued a statement condemning it. We would like to see change in the Gambia, but not this type of military change.
Well, you are happy that then no matter how important it is to use democratic means to change Gambia and South Africa, others have also argued that looking at the context, political context, the context within which we find ourselves, a person like Yahya Jammeh doesn't need a democratic means in a previous month. Anything goes.
When we look at the context, we have to also look at the historical comparative context as well. In the sub-region, in Africa and elsewhere as a whole, we want change, but not just any type of change. The Gambia has suffered for too long. Our people have been bleeding for far too long because of our love for peace. We allow a lot of things to go on. But 2016, the vote of the people will not be stolen. I can assure you that, sir.
By President Yahya Jammeh that he has a cure for HIV and AIDS, Mr. Fatty described it as embarrassing.
That is very embarrassing. I feel very embarrassed.
Why do you feel embarrassed? This is a president who has declared publicly. No other person on the continent has declared that he has a cure for HIV AIDS except President Yahya Jammeh of the Gambia. And I thought you were going to give him cancer.
Well, you know, President Jammeh has a penchant for being very extraordinary in so many ways. And this is just one such instance. Just light it up.
That was the opposition leader of the Gambian Moral Congress Party, Mai Ahmed Fatty.
Now, a four-month-old baby boy last Thursday miraculously survived a fire which engulfed the room in which he was sleeping at Semenya in the Jomor district of the Western Region. The mattress, bed sheets, and cloth used by the mother to cover him got burnt, but Nana Chum, the baby, was not touched. The mother, Madam Victoria Azabia, told newsmen that after Nana had slept, she laid him on a small mattress, covered him with a cloth, and went out to wash some clothes. Madam Asabia said while washing, she heard the baby crying and therefore rushed into the room to find the bedding and the cloth covering him burning. She quickly rushed out for a bucket of water to extinguish the fire before picking up Nana, who was then sitting on the bed watching the fire to safety.
This week's edition of French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo will show a cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad holding a Jesus Charlie sign above the cartoon. Otherwise, all is forgiven. This comes after Islamist gunmen last week raided the magazine's Paris office, killing 12 people. And now to end the news, a look at some of the stories that made the headlines. There will be a meeting today between the Minister of Transport, Jafar Tibo, and the leadership of driver unions over the 5% reduction in transport fares. The two parties will discuss issues including the refusal of commercial drivers to comply with the reduction directive. The General Secretary of the General Transport and Chemical and Petroleum Workers Union, Idrisu Fuseni, has called on government to ask the board chair of the Metro Mass Transit to step aside following yesterday's strike by MMT workers. And an opposition leader in Gambia, Mai Ahmed Fatty, says being in opposition in the country is the worst ever experience. He has therefore vowed to use every democratic means to oust the incumbent President Yahya Jammeh due to his dictatorial rule. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwatin
and Jonathan Thompson in Accra.